And the dog is made up of lots of different kind of dog. It's called a
mongrel, I believe.
And you might say, watch out for that dog. You might get
bit, bitten, nipped.
And sure enough, he was the man. The man was. Now the animal that that gives the milk is called a
cow,
and the male is the
bull.
Any words? Now it's a strange situation to be asking it, but. Is it all right to say bull in front of mixed company?
Oh,
any hesitation?
It isn't polite, but I guess it's used. Well, some people say the male cow.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be real nice and dainty.
All right. And, now, if you had one ox and another ox, you'd have a...
Well, I think we'd call it a team of oxen.
I suppose you had one, two of them working together here and two here. You'd have two of oxen. Two.
I don't know, a head or what you...
Well, would you call them two teams or two yoke or two yokes?
A yoke of oxen, that was it, I believe.
And you might have two yoke.
Double yoke of oxen, I think, would be the way I have heard it expressed. Because they do work one alone, I think.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have two yoke.
No,
two yokes.
I don't think so. I think a yoke would mean two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you had, see, the baby cow is called the...
calf.
And is that for male and female both?
Yes.
And when the cow is about to have a baby, you say, Daisy's about to...
freshen.
And the animal that you ride on the back is the... you go riding on an animal, it would probably be the...
Well...
Might be the cow, but more likely be the...
More likely to be a horse if you're going to ride on horseback.
I'm from the city. You might say, I have never a horse.
Never ridden a horse?
You have... what's the male horse called?
Well... just horse, to distinguish it from the mare. The female is called a mare, M-A-R-E, and the male is just called a horse, as far as I know.
Never called it stud or stallion or...
Not unless they are breeding animals.
And then what would you call it?
Well, stud would be the proper term for a male horse that's for breeding purposes.